Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is...
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This...
Let's get it on.
...is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
I thought, you know, Florida's going to kill all of us.
Years of Trump, years of lies.
Make it sound like he's being deprogrammed from a cult.
The structure we have agreed to is eminently fair.
I think it's beyond the Senate's constitutional authority.
They picked the dumbest of all impeachment articles.
The president's simply not guilty.
This is like a Western movie where the mob wants to lynch somebody, and the judge is sitting there drunk saying, oh, go ahead, boys.
Yeah, the lynching starts in about 4 hours, just in case you're keeping track. Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Glad that you're with us. Carl Middleman in along with Denise this morning, and we are trying to keep track of everything that's happening. Obviously, lots of school closings. That's on the website. We're not going to go by it, go through them. I remember as a kid listening to the radio to hear them read the nonstop list of school closings, waiting for them to get to the L's, because my high school started with an L, and it just took forever. It seemed to take forever.
Imagine if you're in St. Louis and there are all the Saint schools.
Oh, I know. I saw that on the TV earlier. You're waiting for them two at a time. St. James and all the way down the line. Yeah.
St. Gabriel.
Yep.
Had to wait.
St. Joseph.
Yeah,
all of them. But we got them all in one place for you there, 971talk.com, and that kind of makes it easier. You've heard Sue all morning talking about, I mean, it's been problematic from the beginning. And once all the traffic got out there, they wore off a lot of the snowpack that had been on some of those highway lanes. So it got better.
Slow down, people.
Just slow down.
Yeah, just the ramps were frozen.
Because it wasn't a lot of snow we were dealing with here. It was a little bit of snow.
And a sheet of ice.
But, yeah.
A little bit of ice. But I broke a credit card this morning. Somehow.
You don't have a scraper?
Somehow my scraper got removed from my car. And I believe that I'm the one that did it. I think I took it out and put it in my wife's car to make sure that she had one.
Nice of you.
And then when I got to the gas station this morning, I had to get a little bit of gas. I'm like, well, I need to be able to see out my side windows. I get my credit card out, and I'm scraping it, and there was just enough ice on the window that it broke my credit card.
If you're watching on the webcam, you can see Mark's numbers.
See, I snapped it in half. See, it did. I've got to call him today. I kept both halves so I could call him today and get it replaced.
Now, see, you still might be able to use it because, one, the magnetic strip is still,
still
intact,
there.
And the chip, you might just be able to do a tap.
Maybe. I don't know. That's
I wouldn't try it.
I don't use that one very much anyway.
Well, so here, let me try it. And then
no, that's okay, Carl. Thank you, though. You're such a nice guy.
I'm trying to help.
I appreciate it.
I need
that.
Some groceries on my own. I'll give it a try.
I need to make French toast. So I need milk, eggs, and bread.
I know. Yeah. Thank you.
That actually sounds good now that you mentioned
it. It does. You got to be out of bread and milk. You can't make French toast.
Mm.
Oh, man, I made some delicious stuffed French toast the other day.
Ooh, what'd you stuff it with?
Oh, with strawberries.
Wow.
Toasted two pieces of bread, right? First of all, lightly toasted them. Put a little cream cheese on each one and warmed up the strawberries and put them in the middle and then stuck them together and then soaked them down in the eggs mixture
now,
and then cooked it.
Then do you put syrup on it and powdered sugar as well?
Of course, yes.
Wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Dang.
The family was impressed.
That sounds good.
And you made enough to share.
I made.
Any morning you want to bring in some leftovers, you know. Before that would still taste pretty good, popped in the microwave.
Now everybody's hungry, right?
Thanks
now,
a lot.
Now you're hungry. Speaking of snow, did you see this story out of Michigan about the kid whose dad was, first of all, just let me say here, the kid was injured. What's very obvious to me from reading this story is that there was no mom involved here, because no mom would ever have let this happen. A 9-year-old Michigan boy was being towed on a sled behind his dad's Jeep.
Yeah, no mom there.
Jeep went out of control, smashed into a parked car, smashed the kid into the parked car as well. Oh. when he hit it. And, you know, the kid is now in serious condition, seriously injured. The Detroit Free Press reporting on this morning. His 37-year-old father told the cops he was driving his 2009 Jeep Wrangler in circles in the cul-de-sac with the boy on a plastic sled tied to the back of the vehicle.
Hey, y'all, watch this.
Alcohol did not appear to be a factor, although the accident remains under investigation. I would say that he's probably going
to
be in a lot bigger trouble with that kid's mom than the cops.
Exhibit A.
Yeah. Things not to do with your kid, like hook him to the back of an SUV, you know, an ATV or something.
Yeah, that never sounds like a good idea.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, he's lost custody.
Yeah, maybe in a hurry. We just pray that little boy is okay.
Yeah, he's okay.
9 years old. Wow. Hey, let me get to a quick break here. I've got time for your phone calls coming up here in just a couple of minutes. I want to talk to you what you think about this impeachment. I just made the mistake of watching the intro to the CBS Morning News, and I couldn't believe what I'm hearing here. I want you to hear from Trey Gowdy and a few of the other people. Man, impeachment starts at around noon today, our time. Annie will be covering it, but we're not carrying it wall to wall. And I want to find out what you're expecting out of this whole mess. 314-241-9797.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, I mean, once again, they picked the dumbest of all impeachment articles. I mean, you got Kamala Harris with Amy Coney Barrett. Remember that mother of seven? And she's telling the whole world that Judge Barrett's coming after your health care and coming after your reproductive rights and coming after your voting rights. I mean, if you're dumb enough to believe that, that's going to incite you, too. So what the president's lawyers are going to do is play those clips and say, you know what? If you're going to start penalizing hot political rhetoric, let's do it for both sides.
Trey Gowdy bringing the truth there, bringing the pain to the left after Maxine Waters and Kamala Harris and all of these folks have stood up and encouraged you to get in their face. And, you know, these riots aren't ending today. They're not ending tomorrow. They're not ending next week. People need to keep protesting. It was fine when it was coming from the left. Suddenly you're upset about something and, oh, you must be a seditionist. So we're going to put the former president on trial because they're scared to death of what's going to happen in 2024. We're gonna have an economy that's a dumpster fire. We've already lost tens of thousands of jobs just in the oil industry. Imagine what it's going to be across the fossil fuel industry 4 years from now with Sleepy Joe in charge and the crazies pulling the strings. Just imagine it. It's going to be crazy. Play the full Newt Gingrich bite for us, please. Cut number three.
Wait a second, Sean. Hear me out. Every movie you've ever seen where you have, for example, a criminal trial, if the jurors are not willing to say that they haven't made their mind up, they're struck from the jury. Now, how can you have a judge, quote, judge, who's already announced that he's for conviction? This is like a Western movie where the mob wants to lynch somebody and the judge is sitting there drunk saying, oh, go ahead, boys. This has no resemblance to a real trial. It is a mock trial and it's pathetic.
It is pathetic. Amen, Mr. Speaker. Newt Gingrich is absolutely right about that. And the media's in on it, too. That's the most irritating thing about this. I don't know how you feel about it, but what you're going to see this afternoon at noon here is political theater. There's zero chance of a conviction in this case. So they're going to use the next 3 days of Nash, because you know that all of the networks are going to carry this. All of them. Fox is carrying it. You can bet ABC and NBC, CNN, MSNBC, they want all of their loonies to tune in and watch this so they can spend hours telling lies and trying to make their case against Donald Trump. They're not going to get a conviction, so why are they doing it? To try to damage him as much as possible for 2 and 4 years from now. Trump's sitting back keeping his powder dry. He hasn't said a word since the election. That's probably a smart move, to be honest. It's going to give the Republicans, who were never going to convict him in the first place, no reason to consider it now because he hasn't said anything since the election. And his attorneys are going to go make the case that this president didn't do or say anything to encourage people to do this any more than Bernie Sanders encouraged the guy from Belleville to drive to Arlington, Virginia, and shoot Republicans practicing on a ball field for an upcoming baseball game. Bernie Sanders wasn't responsible for that, even though his language was Republicans are going to take your Social Security and they're going to take your strip you of your health care and all of that stuff that the lies Bernie Sanders told and continues to tell constantly. He can't be held responsible for some loony bin doing something. Plus, there's no evidence that the people involved in this did it on the spur of the moment, because I was there. I was in the crowd. I listened to the president's speech in front of the Washington Memorial. I was standing right under it. And here's what I know. The speech didn't end until 12:40, roughly, and it was a mile and a quarter walk down to the Capitol building. The first breach at the Capitol happened about 12:10 or 12:15, 30 minutes before the president got done speaking. I walked in there on my break a minute ago, and I watched the open to the CBS Morning News. They ran about a two-minute piece from John Dickerson. Remember John Dickerson, their political reporter, now with 60 Minutes? Used to do the weekend show for them. Hard lefty. Used to be the political editor for Slate before CBS stole him away to be their political reporter. They even put dramatic music under the two-minute-long diatribe from John Dickerson, where he convicted the president for what happened at the Capitol. Over and over and over again. This guy's supposed to be unbiased. He goes on 60 Minutes and portrays himself as a news reporter. And he's a hard lefty. The media in this country will not give up on this because Donald Trump doesn't go along to get along. Those are the only Republicans they like. They love them some John McCain and some Mitt Romney and anybody else they can get to agree with them, thinking they're going to get a date, and then they go home with somebody else. That's who they want. That's who they want. It's sickening to watch. We're going to carry it today, bits and pieces of it, and then Annie's going to be doing her show the whole time taking phone calls. We're going to get to a break. Chris Arps is coming up.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Are you a freshman at the university?
No.
I'm teasing. You look like a freshman.
Well, that's a little awkward. That was Joe Biden. Joe Biden yesterday talking to a nurse who is giving him a video tour of a vaccination site in Arizona. And he's telling her how good she looks. She's probably thinking, boy, I'm glad he's not close enough to sniff me. Wow.
He's giving back rubs.
Blessings for virtual.
Blessings for a virtual tour of a vaccination site. Thank you, Creepy Joe. Please stay back there.
Good, we don't
want you to get too close. That was weird. Just weird. And then her correct answer should have been, let me circle back with you on that. We'll talk about that later. Right now, let's get to Chris Arp, please.
Who is the man that would risk his neck for brother man?
He hit it.
Nailed it.
Wow. Oh,
nice.
Man alive. What?
So awkward.
That was awesome.
But it was so awkward because I was so early. I was like, oh, this can't be close.
Nope. You nailed it.
You did it.
Right, you got it.
Right on time. You figured out the delay.
You know, I think the last time that I got it, Carl was there.
Yes.
The left arm for me or something.
Carl, I pointed at him.
Carl's probably doing that for you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Probably.
You did not respond to my text last night, Chris.
You've kind of hit the big time, Carl. Arps, and you're not talking to us about it, right?
Carl seems to forget. I know you know this, Mark. I go to bed about 7 o'clock.
He does.
I go to bed really, really early.
He goes to bed before me.
Well, thank you, Carl.
So, Chris.
Carl. I did get that last night.
Chris is on Newsmax the other morning on a sort of a roundtable discussion, like on a panel, and ended up on the Trevor Noah show. Is that correct, Carl?
That's correct. My wife had it on when I got home from the hockey game.
So what did Chris say that landed him on Trevor Noah's comedy show?
They were making fun of Space Force. And so Chris was on a panel where they were talking about Space Force.
Ah.
And
what did you say, Chris?
What'd you have to say?
Well, I think Trevor Noah was trying to show how out in the right field conservative networks are. And the topic that we were talking about was Space Force. And so they showed what happened on Fox and on OAN. And they really didn't show any audio of us. They showed just the video of us talking about Space Force. They showed the host, Rob Finnerty, but they didn't show any of our comments. But I've been on The Daily Show.
Wow.
Congratulations.
You made it big time. Yeah. You know, those all of
what
those.
What kind of residuals do I get from that?
Probably, yeah, I'm guessing a big fat zero.
But you looked good. Oh, you had a three-piece suit on, and it was said it was 6:15 in the morning.
And it was. But yeah. I didn't have any pants on, though, Carl. But that made it too much information.
Yes.
You know, I've quit watching any of those shows a long time ago. Remember when the late night comedy shows used to be funny?
And
like
apolitical.
Conan O'Brien
they
and
they're
The Tonight Show
now.
And all of that. Now you can't turn any of them on without it being all pro whatever Biden says and anti whatever the Republican is because it's not Trump anymore. They can't make fun of him except today when we start going through the impeachment sham.
Which one of those hosts do you think started it? I think it was David Letterman was the one that got political, and I think the rest of them followed. What do you think?
Yeah, Letterman. Mm-hmm. Letterman.
He's the one
went
that
there.
Started it.
He certainly went there.
And like
he just turned into a grumpy old man at the end.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what their ratings are like, but even Saturday Night Live, like they've hammered Donald Trump for 4.5 years on Saturday Night Live. And despite all of the gaffes and the dumb things that Biden's done in his first 3 weeks, nothing. I mean, they've not had, they don't even have an actor that portrays him anymore, I don't think.
You know, Mark, I'm really dating myself here, but the last time that I watched Saturday Night Live regularly was when Eddie Murphy was a cast
member. He was
seriously
back.
That's the last time.
Did you see his last appearance? I only recorded it because I knew Eddie Murphy was going to be guest hosting. It was his first time back since he left the show all those years ago, and he reprised a couple of his roles, and it was really funny. That guy is one of my favorite actors of all time.
Did he do the James Brown hot tub skit?
I don't remember if he did that one.
No, but he did Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood.
He did, yeah, he did that one with gentrification.
He did do hot tub. That's a classic.
Say it after me, kids. Gentrification. It was a funny bit. It really was.
I remember that.
So I enjoyed it.
Well, we got off on a lark there, didn't we?
Well, we did. And you know that they're making a sequel to Coming to America. I'm so excited about
it. It's on Amazon.
Is it going to be on Amazon?
It's going to be on Amazon the first week of March.
Oh, I can't wait. I love it. That was one of my favorite movies for years. Yeah. No
doubt. It wasn't one of his best, but I could tolerate it. I'll check out the second one. It wasn't one of our many quality movies.
No, but I watched 48 Hours the other night and another 48 Hours, the sequel.
Nick Nolte turned 80.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa.
That's making
Denise
me feel
is
old.
Shocked.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
It's
hard to believe he is that.
He's
old.
Always sounded like he was 80.
He's always been one of my favorite actors. I watched him when he did North Dallas 40 in the 70s. You remember that book and movie on the old Dallas Cowboys?
Yes.
And I remember when he did a movie in 1976 called The Deep.
The Deep.
Which was,
it was a Jaws ripoff.
Jr. was in it.
Did you see the guy on Facebook? Did you see the guy on Facebook who was trolling you, Chris? He had a picture. Picture of Tom Brady in a Dallas Cowboy uniform, and said, "This is the only way to keep Brady from winning another Super Bowl."
Somebody said that. Was that you? Somebody did.
It was not me. It was one of our friends on Facebook because he sent it to me too, and he goes, "This is for Chris Arps." So I thought that was pretty
funny.
He
turned 80 yesterday.
Nolte?
Yes.
Wow.
Huh. Wow. He's looking at
the first image I think of him is his mugshot.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
He looked 80 about 40 years ago. You're right, Mark.
He sounded 80 for a long time too.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Hey, listen. We're gonna take a break here, Chris. Hang on, because I know you got a great piece in Red State today regarding this impeachment thing and what's really going on with it. And I want to get into that with you when we come back. So let me get you on hold here. That's Chris Arps. I'm Mark. We're gonna get to a break. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back. We're playing the Supremes today because we lost Mary Wilson yesterday. We're not quite sure why. We don't have a cause of death yet. But, of course, one of the Supremes, and such great music. I mean, just so many great songs. Mm-hmm. Chris, any thoughts on that? You a Supremes fan? Chris Arps, are you back with us? I think Chris must have gone to the bathroom when I had him on hold. What do you think?
He's not a Mary Wilson fan.
I guess not.
He was a Cindy Bird song fan.
I've got him.
Ah, you know what?
There you are.
Yeah, I had the mute button on. This technical stuff, I'm never going to grasp it. But anyway, Mary Wilson, sad. I grew up listening to Motown music. My parents grew up in or went to college in the 60s, so I listened to a lot of it. And she has a St. Louis connection. So the stars are slowly but surely leaving us, Mark.
Yeah, no doubt about that. You know, I want to get to your article that you've got in Red State right now, because it's very pertinent to what's going to go on to the sideshow that's going to go on in Washington, D.C. today, talking about the impeachment. And I wanted to play this bite from Tom Cotton first. Go to a cut six, please.
I can. Stand by. Here it is.
I'll say, though, as I've said now for a month, that I think it's beyond the Senate's constitutional authority to have an impeachment proceeding, the point of which is to convict and remove from office a man who left office 3 weeks ago. I think it's also a set of misplaced priorities. The Democrats continue to obsess about Donald Trump when Donald Trump left office and went to Florida 3 weeks ago, when the Senate should be focused on things like how to expand vaccine production and distribute it more quickly. Those are the priorities the American people want us to focus on, not an inquest into who is now a private citizen.
Thank you. I think inquest is a good way to look at it. What's your article about, Chris?
Well, the name of it, Mark, is Impeachment Brings Out Bottom Feeders.
And I talk a little bit about what the Democrats want to accomplish with this. They want to try to stain Trump's legacy. They want to divide Republicans. You know, if you support Trump, then you're a racist and you believe in QAnon conspiracies. And they also want to try to prevent Trump from ever running again. And we know that'll never happen because he won't be convicted. But I go a little deeper in the article, Mark. I shed a little light on one of St. Louis's most colorful and shady characters, and that is attorney Al Watkins. And as the audience probably knows, Al Watkins is the attorney for the quote-unquote QAnon shaman. You know, Al Watkins, if there's a controversy, he will try to inject himself in it. So I just talk a little bit about Al is representing the QAnon shaman and how the QAnon shaman has completely reversed course on Trump and feels that he was led to riot and do the unlawful acts that he did. And, of course, Al Watkins, who is probably a liberal Democrat, is egging him on and trying to divide Republicans. So I just try to point out that not only is this a sideshow that's going on in Congress with this unconstitutional impeachment action, but it's a sideshow with some of the characters that are involved with it outside of the proceeding.
True. Did you uncover where the $120,000 came from in the Greitens case?
Yeah. You know, I had a feeling that you were going to ask me about that, but I was kind of under a deadline, so I didn't have that much time to investigate that any further. But I'm on it, Mark. I'm on it.
There are so many parallels between what happened to Eric Greitens here and what's going on in D.C. now with some of these Republicans like Liz Cheney and some of the others.
And you pointed that out a few thousand times.
Yeah, I'm just saying. There's so many parallels there. Go to redstate.com and read Chris's article there. It's a good one. So we appreciate that. Chris, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
You can now hit the mute button again. All right. We'll see you later. Chris Arps there, of course, host of the Weekend Report Saturdays from 5 to 7 as well, and a regular guest on the Mark Cox Morning Show for years now. So great. Glad we still have him. That's
another unfortunate death to report, Marty Schottenheimer.
Really?
Yeah,
at 77.
Huh. Former Browns coach, right?
Former Chiefs coach.
Chiefs coach,
former
too.
Former Chargers coach.
Yeah, he
couldn't handle the Chiefs loss the other day.
Oh, that's sad, Carl. Yeah. Hey, Carl, thanks for helping out today.
You're welcome.
Awesome, buddy.
I hope to see you very soon.
Yes, I'm sure we will. Good. Hey, have a great day. Again, we're going to be covering the impeachment during the Annie Fry Show starting at noon.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.